إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، we give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Our topic of discussion for the past few months has been on the evil of innovation. And this is because of the gravity of innovations. And the last sermon we talked about innovations coming into the deen through what the scholars call al-bid'atul idafiyya, that is additional innovations. And when we say additional innovations, this is by trying to restrict some ibadat that are not restricted in the Sharia, either by restricting them with a reason or restricting them with a time or restricting them with a place or restricting them with how or restricting them with some other reasons that we mentioned last week. We gave about 6 reasons why some acts of ibadat will be considered bid'ah. Though those acts themselves may be things that are recommended in the religion, but they become acts of bid'ah as a result of restricting them with those things mentioned. Likewise, an act of ibadah that is restricted, trying to make it unrestricted, also brings about bid'ah. For instance, we said the staying on the plain of Arafah for the pilgrims will not be happens on the night of the Hijjah, on the next day of the Hijjah. If somebody decides that he wants to go and be on the plain of Arafah on the 8th of the Hijjah or the 7th of the Hijjah, such a person has committed innovation. Being on the plain of Arafah, the way the pilgrims should be, is not a person of the religion. In fact, it is the most important aspect of Hajj. But you cannot go there until 9th of the Hijjah. If you go there on the 8th or 7th of the Hijjah, you have done innovation. You have done bid'ah. And Allah is not going to accept that from you. So, and that is why it is wrong. What some pilgrims practice, the younger people, they call it Arafala Lole. That is, they will go to the plain of Arafah before the night of Zulhijjah. Some will say they want to go and know the place. So when they get there, they start they start supplicating. In fact, some women climb the mountain of Arafah. This is what is bitter. Climbing the mount of Arafah itself is what is bitter. It's innovation. Because the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, performed Hajj and he never did that. None of the companion climbed the mountain. They never climbed it. So any person that is climbing the mountain, such a person is doing an act of innovation. Going to the plain of Arafah before the night of the Hijjah is also what? Innovation. Some people may go there to say, we want to go and know there. What that implies is that when they get there, they should not offer any dua. If they offer any sacrifice, any supplication there, they've committed innovation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reject them, reject that, and also punish them for that. So what I'm trying to say is, if you have something that is restricted, an ibadah that is restricted, you have to restrict it. Take for instance, the shaping of the wood here, that is the ram, or the camel, or the goat, or the sheep, or the cow that we slaughter. You cannot slaughter it before the point of the Hijjah. If somebody says, I want to slaughter it on the night of the Hijjah, because that is the day of Arafah, such a person has shifted an ibadah that's supposed to be done on the 10th or 11th or 12th of Zulhijjah, he has brought that ibadah to the night of Zulhijjah. So this is bid'ah. So somebody says, are you saying I should not slaughter for Allah? You are not saying you should not slaughter for Allah. But that period, that time that you have done the slaughtering, is not the recommended time. That time is not the recommended time. It's not the recommended day. So it makes the ibadah not acceptable. So this scholars will call bid'ah idafiyah. Shaitan gets out of a lot of people through bid'ah idafiyah, through additional bid'ah. Another example, if you go to ruku, for instance, you are asked to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. When you go to sujood, you are asked to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You cannot interchange them. You can't bring Subhana Rabbi al-A'la to the place of Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. You are asked to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, why is ruku? You are asked to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, why is sujood? So you cannot bring Subhana Rabbi al-A'la to the place of Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And you can't take Subhana Rabbi al-Azim to the place of Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Not the talk of somebody saying La ilaha illallah, why a ruku or a sujood? And what does the person challenge? He said, he argues, are you saying I shouldn't say La ilaha illallah? The most important zikru, why must you tell me not to say La ilaha illallah? The response to that is that they are not telling you not to say La ilaha illallah. But that is not the place you are supposed to say La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah is not recommended there. What is recommended in ruku is Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. What is recommended in sujood is Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. So this is very, very important. The Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنِّي نُهِيتُ أَنْ أَكْرَى الْقُرْآنَ رَاكِعًا أَوْ سَاجِدًا. I have been forbidden from reciting the Quran while instead of ruku or sujood. So if I should go to ruku now and I start reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, or I start reciting قل هو الله أحد. We say you are judging it wrong. That is not what you're supposed to do there. In fact, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إني نهيت أن أقرأ القرآن راكعا أو ساجدا. I have been forbidden from reciting the Quran while in state of ruku or in state of sujood. Not reciting the Quran that is a problem. Reciting the Quran is something that is encouraged. But the problem is what has been recommended at a particular place, you are bringing it to another place. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not taught us this. So do something that you're supposed to do in a place, doing it in another place, or what you're supposed to do at a particular time, bringing it to a particular another time, this is innovation. So you have to have your text that says you should do it that way. You also take that number. Take for instance, we have to pray Salatul Jumu'ah now, and it is 2 rakah. If somebody says, I want to pray 4 rakah, with what text are you going to tell him that he can't pray 4 rakah? There is no text except that this is what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. He prayed 2 rakah. So you pray more than 2 rakah, this is what is bid'ah. Because this is an ibadah that is muqayyada bi'adadin. It's an ibadah that has number of rakah to be observed. Not the way you like. You can argue that, but actually if I play for 4 rakah, I have more reward. That is if the ibadah is not restricted. The ibadah is restricted with number. And it's also restricted with how. If somebody decides now to observe Salatul Jumu'ah and he says he will be reciting silently or I'm reciting aloud. If he says Salatul Fatiha silently, the next surah he brings, he recites it silently, the second rakah is same way. We say, no, that is not a sunnah. That is not the way. So what you have done is what? It's bid'ah, it's innovation. Because that is not the how of it. So this is very, very important. You are repeating and repeating this so that we can save ourselves from innovations. Innovations in acts of worship make our acts of worship rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan is interested in getting out of us when it comes to ibadah. Some people, shaitan has displayed in getting them through other ma'asi, other sinful acts. They look at them, they don't take intoxicants. They don't take intoxicants. They don't gamble. They don't commit zina. They don't steal. They don't do other things. But when it comes to what? Bid'ah, innovation in the deen, in the ibadah, this is where shaitan gets hold of them. So what I'm trying to say in essence is that anything that you call ibadah, we have to be very, very careful. Is that ibadah restricted? If it is restricted, don't change it. Restricted with time. Restricted with number, restricted with place, restricted with how. You don't change them. Do them the way they have been restricted. Restricted with a reason. Take for instance, if rain falls now, if we want rain to fall, we are asking for water. There is what is called for water, it is called. So if there is no need for it, you don't observe it. If there is eclipse of the sun or the moon, that's what is called Salatul Kusuf. You don't do it when there is no eclipse. So the reason why you are observing Salatul Istisqa is because you are asking for it. The reason why you are observing Salatul Kusuf is because some have a gift and you want to get it back. So you adjust your life and you could see for this reason. So all these things are what and you can hear that you are restricted. Then if I get that I'm not restricted, that's restricted. Take for instance, if somebody says, okay, I would like to be doing after Surah 1000 on the day or the date that I was born. On the day or the date that I was born. Now, being after Surah, you can do any time, no restriction. You can say after Surah any time. You can say Subhanallah any time. You can say La Hawla wa La Quwwata any time. Unless if you have areas where the Sharia said, okay, you do so and so, and so and so time. But if there is nothing like that, you should not restrict. So ask some people that will say, okay, I'm going to do La Ilaha Illallah 5,000. Every morning I will do that. I will do Astaghfirullah 5,000 every morning. Who asks you to restrict yourself with a number? Restricting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left unrestricted, this is what this itself is bid'ah. So what is not restricted, don't restrict it. What is restricted, don't try to make it unrestricted. This is something that is very, very important. Shaitan gets hold of a lot of people through this. And don't forget, we said some of the scholars of the past said al-bid'atu ahabu ila shaytani min al-ma'asiyah. Shaitan loves innovation more than he loves other sinful acts. Because it is easy to mislead people through innovation. It is easy to mislead people through innovation. And that is why we ought to go away from innovations. The way we go away from other sinful acts, we should also go away from innovation. So this is very, very important. Don't restrict the ibadat that are not restricted. And the ibadat, the acts of worship that are restricted, do not try to make them unrestricted. Lest you fall into what is called bid'ah idofiyya, that is additional bid'ah. You fall into bid'ah idofiyya. So this is very, very important. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook our shortcomings and accept our ibadat. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدعوكم الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى الصلاة فنبوها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أيدي أمبر وصو أوناني أبرو أدادا لنويسي أتصو أطلق ورلولي إلي شما أنصو لا سؤني أصو تصو nítorí bí aburú rẹ̀ ṣe bó ṣe tóbi sí, nítorí bọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ṣe kàákún, ẹlòmíì kò ń mutí, kò ń ṣe zina, kò ń ta tẹ́tẹ́, kò ń gbowó èlé, kò ń jalè. Kódà tá ẹ bá wò ó, ó lè má máa pè nǹkan mí lẹ́yìn Ọlọ́run. Ṣùgbọ́n ìtẹ̀lé ànábùwà Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tí ọlọ́run ọba ti tíra rán eléyìí òun níbi tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ti mẹ́hẹ̀. Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìfẹ́ ànábì sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tí à ń pariwo orí àán ló wà kọ́lọ́run ọba kò ṣàánú wa. A sọ fún wa ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tí ó kọjá ani laro awon ona te se ri pe awon eyan fi ko sinu adada menu esin oni wi pe ki won ma mu awon esin bi a ti olohun oba to tule fun wa ipe a le se anytime awon wa so esin yen ti nkan to se pe asiko kan lawon ma se ojo kan lawon ma se igba kan lawon ma se idi kan lawon fi ma se bakan lawon se ma se to se pe ta ba wo awon nkan wonyi ko si eri fun lati odo eni ti olohun oba to fi esin ran Anabi wa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam shebe o tu awon kan wa ele ni lati juwe ka toro aforiji anytime la le se sugbon ki na so ise aforiji mi ti ma ma wa boya osan mo fe fi si ti ma ma wa aforiji ni gbogbo osan ni ma ma wa aforiji tale ni to so fun wi pe ko ma wa foriji ni ofan nikan abeki ni awo susu ni sin ko ni ojo juma abeki ojo to fi lere julo nu ojo se ni tori na ni fe ma gba awe ni gbogbo ojo juma ani mo fe ma yen nafila ni gbogbo oru juma ni mo ka yen nafila ni oru e te si pe pese ni ṣùgbọ́n ká sọ pé òru jímà nìkan mo fẹ́ mọ yẹn nẹ́fílà nítorí pàtàkì òru jùmà àbí pàtàkì ọjọ́ jùmà eléyìí àti gbé ẹ̀sìn tí ọlọ́wọ́n ọba tí ò so mọ́bì kan àti so mọ́bì kan láì sí ẹ̀rí láti ọ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́wọ́n ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala eléyìí ló fàdó jẹ́ pé Anabi wa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam قل لا تخصوا ليلة الجمعة بقيام من بين الليالي أي نافلة لور شما ما داور جمعة يا لطو لا عندك داور كلور جمعة عارا وقتا من شيء فشي بنتانا دينك من شيء يجدنا ما شيء قال لن يوصفكني على ميسي wọ́n lè lálàá méṣù tó bá parí oṣù ni àwọn oòyàn náà fílà kan alàmísì làwọn pè wọ́n ti gbàgbé pé òru yẹn òru júmọ̀ àní torí pé òru wá bìfọ́ ọ̀sán ìtànà bí nìkan má ṣe gangan náà ṣe yẹn kódà tó sọ pẹ́lú alàmísì làwọn mú náà ẹ̀rí wo ló ní pé ẹnu òru alàmísì ní nǹkan tẹ́ ẹ dáfà lẹ́sà fún náà fílà sùgbọ́n ìtò òyìn nàfílà ní oru alàmísì ìsìn kò ní lẹ́ni pé torí pé jòrò alàmísì àbí torí pé jòrò jùmọ̀ ó kàn yín nàfílà àti ẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí pé kí ni ó gba àkàyàn nàfílà lóru ààrẹ yìí tó wà fún nínú alukur'an nínú sunna nabi wa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam bákan náà nínú sọ̀rọ̀ aṣọ tẹ̀síwájú ó ní wọlé àtàkùtàṣù yọmọ ìjùmọ̀ àti bẹ̀síyàmì lẹ́ndẹ́rẹ́ ayé ẹ̀mọ́ gbá ọjọ́ ọdúnmá ẹ má da àyàlọ́tọ̀ fún àwẹ̀ gbígbà alẹ́bùra muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lára àṣẹ rẹ̀ ni pé ó lè da àwẹ̀ tẹ̀lera wọn gbà mí definitely yóò pọ̀jọ́ ọdúnmá ń jọ mi ṣùgbọ́n kí ẹran òkú àti gbọ́ lọ́pọ̀ àwọn àfáà nípa níbi sọ̀lá àtàn pé ọjọ́ ọdúnmá lọ́jọ́ tó fi lóore jùlọ ní àwọn ọjọ́ ayé ìmísẹ́ máa gbàwẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ ọdúnmá ẹniyẹn kó sí ń ta àmà sí albidájú alìdọ̀fìyà àdábálẹ̀ tó ṣe wípé kò ń ṣe ń tó ṣe nípìnlẹ̀ yẹn gẹ́gẹ́ ni bídíà but ọjọ́ tó so mọ́ òun ló sọ nǹkan yẹn di bídíà ó lè lè jẹ́ ààyè tí èèyàn so nǹkan mọ́ ó lè jẹ́ ààyè tí èèyàn so nǹkan mọ́ ń gbà mí ni ó sọ nǹkan yẹn di bídíà nǹkan yẹn gẹ́gẹ́ fún òun ṣe bídíà mo ṣe ti ń bá ní mo fẹ́ yẹn náà fílà látọ̀júwe ká yẹn náà fílà dùn ha lápèjúwe. Àbí ní ọ́tún àlọ́rù nǹkan tẹ́sí ẹ̀ńkọ́rẹ́jì wa ká ṣe ni. Ṣùgbọ́n kí n wá wọ́ sùsùn nísùn kó gbé e lọ síbi sàárè àbá ńlá kan. Ó ní bẹ́ẹ̀ ló ti fẹ́ lọ yẹ nẹ́fílà yẹn torí pé àwọn gbọ́ ìgbẹ́ ni ọlọ́run láfà yẹn. Ṣùkọ́ àwọn lọ yẹ nẹ́fílà níbi sàárè àfà yẹn ni nítorí kí ládàá nẹ́fílà yẹn lè máa pọ̀. Ṣọlọ́wọ́ àá ní kí ni bíbí atún ìdọ̀fíyà. Bíbí atún ìdọ̀fíyà. Ṣé ibi tí ṣèǹtánù ti máa ń mú ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn èèyàn ni àbí ìyá àdàdí nǹkan? Àbí ìyá àdàdí? Ṣùkọ́ àwọn owó sùsùn nísìnyí kó ní aspect fún ìlú àti òfẹ́ máa ṣe lójúmọ́ 10 million ló ń fẹ́ ṣe àbí 10,000 ló ń fẹ́ ṣe. Tàlẹ́ ń tó rẹ̀kọ́mẹ́ndì àdàdí yẹn fún ẹ. Wọ́n lè ṣe aspect fún ìlú ní ìgbà tó bá wù ẹ́ tó rù ẹ́ lọ́rùn àti fún ìṣe pé nǹkan-nǹkan. Tó bá ti di pé òun kọ bá di 100 àbí kankan. Eléyìí ó ti di nǹkan táwọn yẹn máa béèrè pé kí ni ẹ̀rí rẹ lórí tó ń ṣe yìí. Bákan náà ìrún Júmọ̀ la fẹ́ kí n sin tábára ni tó kí fún wa ní rákà mẹ́rin àbí mẹ́ta gan àtàlẹ́ńjẹ. Tí mo bá ṣe ni steeki tóbi rẹ̀ rákà ẹlẹ́ẹ̀kẹta láti ṣe subhanallah fún. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni tó sọ fún pé o ti ṣe ni steeki. Ó bẹ̀ gbọ́dọ̀ padà torí pé ìrún Júmọ̀ rákà méjì ni. Kò ń ṣe rákà mẹ́rin ìrún Júmọ̀. Bákan náà ìrún Júmọ̀ a máa ń ké ewu jáde ni à ń ké ewu jẹ́jẹ́ ńbẹ. Wọ́n gbà kí ń zúrì tá máa kí ń jẹ́jẹ́. Sọ́kẹ́ yẹn mú ìrún Júmọ̀ àkókè ń jákè ń bẹ̀. Tó gbà pé tó ń fi sọ lọ́n tóun nìyẹn. Àwọn lè ṣe bídíà. Àlébùwà Mùhàmmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Omi nínú ìtàn Akra al-Qur'an rọ́kìyàn àrísájìdá. Tí máa ń bẹ ní rùkú àbí mo ń bẹ ní sùjúdù. Àwọn ọba ní kí mọ́ máa ka alukur'an ní rúkú àti sujud. Èèyàn kan wá fún nankali kan kó máa sá. Nankali yẹ yóò ka súra kan ní rúkú yóò ka kan ní sujud. Yíw ti tako ọ̀rọ̀ Anabiwa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wọ́n ní yóò ka iná zalinawu ọgọ́rùn-ún yóò ka ní rúkú yóò ka kúlú ayáwu ọgọ́rùn-ún ní sujud. Yíw ti tako ọ̀rọ̀ Anabiwa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kọ́dà yìí tí ó wọnú tó yìí a gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe. Òun ni pé ní sin rúkú ó láwọn àzkáàrù tó wà rẹ̀kọ́mẹ́ndẹ́ẹ̀dì ń bẹ̀. Subhana rabbi al-azim náà ni ká ṣe ń rúkú. Ó rọ́ǹdì ká gbé subhana rabbi al-ala wá síbẹ̀. Subhana rabbi al-ala náà ni ká ṣe ní sujud. Ó rọ́ǹdì ká gbé subhana rabbi al-azim lọ síbẹ̀. Bíbí àní. Lẹ́yìn pé ẹ tó bá ṣe ni steeki yóò rẹ̀ kọ̀rẹ́kì ẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n kí ni ẹ máa wọn ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀. Ìgbẹ́ fi sin lọ́wọ́ ni. Sọ̀rọ̀ nǹkan wọ̀nyí ètò léwu ni. Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn àkíyèsí ta ti pè wá sílẹ̀. Àwọn nǹkan tẹ́sì tó restrict ká restrict ẹ̀. Nísìnyí àwọn tó fẹ́ ṣe arch. Ẹjọ́ kẹsàn-án làwọn kan máa ń gun àràfá. Kí ẹ̀kọ́ wá rárá fa tòun òun lọ gùn ní ọjọ́ kẹjọ. Káyà ní àràfá iṣẹ́ ìjọ sì ni. Ẹ̀fà torí gun áàjì tó fi tóbi jùlọ nìyẹn. Ṣùgbọ́n kò ń ṣe ọjọ́ kẹjọ àbọ́jọ́ kẹjọ náà máa ń gun àràfá. Iṣẹ́ tí táwọn mímu wá máa ń ṣe mú àwọn Yorùbá. Pèsè páwọn jìnnì alálàájì ní náà pèsè pé n táwọn náà jẹ ní wá káàkiri. Wọ́n ní àwọn ń lọ àràfá lálọ́ọ̀lẹ̀. Wọ́n lè kọ́ àwọn èèyàn lọ sí àràfá bí wọ́n on the second àbí tọ́jú Zulhijja ni wọ́n kó wọn lọ síbẹ̀. Nam àwọn míì wọ́n wá ránṣẹ́ àti ẹ̀tọ́ orí bẹ́ẹ̀. Kí ló ń kan fífún ṣe ibi tó fẹ́ lọ ṣe ìjọsìn náà nìyẹn. Ok ká lè fẹ́ lọ rí ní rírí téèyàn kan rí nǹkan tí nǹkan kan tó ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ìjọsìn ò ní ṣẹlẹ̀ ńbẹ. Ó lè tún fúyẹ́ ẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n bí a bá ti débẹ̀ ẹ̀rọ lómi tí ó mọ̀ ṣàdúrà ní ọjọ́ kejì oṣù Zulhijja tó lọ àbí ọjọ́ karùn-ún àbí ọjọ́ kẹjọ oṣù Zulhijja tó lọ ẹlòmí ọmọ ṣàdúrà bẹ́ẹ̀. Ìfà ẹlòmí ó tún gbọ́ òkè yẹn lọ. Gbogbo àwọn eléyìí bíbí àmì gbogbo ẹ̀. Àdúrà tí mo máa ṣe ní Dome of Araka bífẹ́ ọjọ́ kẹsàn-án bíbí à ló ṣe. Bíbí à ló ṣe. Bẹ́ẹ̀ lẹ́ni tó lọ ń pẹran lọ́yà ní ọjọ́ kẹsàn-án bíbí à ló ṣe. Ẹ̀rọ̀bí tó ṣe bíbí àdé kákan bí ẹ̀mẹ́lẹ́ ni. Àdébù wa Mùhàmmà sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Èyà kọ́ ó ń ṣe kúdùbà ní ọjọ́ èjì. Ní ọjọ́ èjì, Eid al-Adha. Àdébù wa ń sọ ipé sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ó lẹ́ni tó bá pẹ̀rẹ́ nù yín ká tó kírun. Ẹran táwọn fámìlì ó jẹ ló pa o. Kò ń ṣe ẹran léyà ló pa o. Ó pa mí. Kí o máa jẹ́ ti iléyá ẹni bá fi lè pẹran before ká tó kírun age. Àwọn míì ti pa náà wọ́n sábẹ́yìn pé ọjọ́ ò ní ọjọ́ ayọ̀ ni. Sọ àwọn ti pa ẹran títí wọn ipe kọ́bẹ lè bá tètè ṣe kí ni kó lè bá tètè rẹ́dì kẹran lè tètè rẹ́dì káwọn ọmọ jẹ. Wọ́n pè sábẹ́ kan ní Abubakar Ibn Niyar. Àwọn ti pẹran ìgbà tí wọ́n ti parí kúdùbà yìí ló wá bá nígbà wa Mùhàmmà sọ̀lá ọ̀sánpẹ́ ìtẹ́ ẹ̀sọ́ yìí èmi ti pẹ́rẹ́ o ànábi ní ṣáàtù ká ṣáàtù láàmì ọ̀nà tó pa yẹn ó kàn pa fún jíjẹ àwọn èèyàn lásán ni kò ní kankan ṣe pẹ̀lú iléyà ní ẹ̀rọ jíjẹ lásán ni lọ pa mí in place of èyí tí ó pa yẹn ló wá lówó nínú tó ń lè pamọ́ ṣùgbọ́n òun ní orúkọ kan tó ṣe lórúkọ náà tóbi kódà tí tóbi rẹ̀ ó ju àgbò lọ ó kàn yẹ pé kò lọ́jọ́ lórí tóró àgbò yìí àdébùsọ̀lá àsánbárí lọ pa ṣùgbọ́n ní òótọ́ fún ẹlòmíì lẹ́yìn rẹ̀ àti sẹni tó bá gbọ́n tí mo sọ yìí tó tún wá lọ ṣerú tí wọ́n náà ṣe kò gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe kíni kò gbọ́dọ̀ pa bẹ́ẹ̀ alẹ́ni tó lóun fẹ́ para eléyà tòun ní ọjọ́ kẹjọ àbẹni tó pa tiẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ keje ẹlòmíì yóò rẹ̀ràn léyà ẹran léyà tó lòun rà yẹn ni yóò fi ṣe wàhálà láti gbà tó ti rà á títí ẹran yẹn ni tí ò ní pé wọ́n fẹ́ kan pa ní àfàdé ju ọbẹ̀ sí lọ́rùn kò rẹ̀ nípa mí mọ́ ní ọjọ́ léyà àkọ́kọ́ ni pé ó fìyà jẹ àwọn ẹranko bẹ́ẹ̀ ànábẹ́ wa Mùhàmmà sọ̀lá àtàlám ṣé bi lẹ́ni tó bá ń fi ẹran ṣe tájẹ́tì ẹni tó ń fi ẹran dà ní bí ẹni tó ń fi ẹran ṣe tájẹ́tì tó tàfà sí ni jẹ́ kò tún wá ní ládàá ẹ̀ràn ìlera hùn ṣé ló ń gbé ó pàtàkì púpọ̀ ibi tí ṣètọ́n tí yóò pẹ̀lọpọ̀ èèyàn dánú òun ni pé ẹ̀sìn tó wọ́n wọ́n bẹ̀ òdè àwọn tí ẹ̀jọ́sìn tí ó bẹ̀ àdé àwọn ìlú tó gbé àtúlẹ̀ eléyìí dẹ̀ léwu gan tó bá sọ fẹ́ lómi yóò jẹ́ àárín ni yóò ká gidi borí bí fáwọn ibo torí pé inú ṣọ̀tàn máa ń dùn bí irú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ ẹni ẹ̀jẹ̀ bá wà wò ó lè jẹ́ kó ń mutí kó ń ta tẹ́tẹ́ kó ń jalè kó ń ṣe ìsìnà ṣùgbọ́n bí dídá yìí ṣọ̀tàn ò lè gbámú abẹ́lẹ́ ọba fi kan àwọn tààlà kí ó ṣàánú ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan wa kó fi ẹsẹ̀ wa rìnlẹ̀ sí ojú ọ̀nà rẹ̀ wasallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.